Seclusion.
The incessant reading and writing of many ministers unfits them for pastoral work. They consume valuable time in abstract study, which should be expended in helping the needy at the right moment. Some ministers have given themselves to the work of writing during a period of decided religious interest, and sometimes these writings have had no special connection with the work in hand. At such times, it is the duty of the minister to use his entire strength in pushing forward the present interest. His mind should be clear and centered upon the one object of saving souls. Should his thoughts be preoccupied with other subjects, many might be lost to the cause who could have been saved by timely instruction. When the temptation comes to seclude themselves and to indulge in reading and writing at a time when other duties claim their immediate attention, ministers should be strong enough to deny self and devote themselves to the work that lies directly before them. This is undoubtedly one of the most trying tests that a studious mind is called to undergo. The duties of a pastor are often shamelessly neglected because the minister lacks strength to sacrifice his personal inclinations for seclusion and study. The pastor should visit from house to house among his flock, teaching, conversing, and praying with each family, and looking out for the welfare of their souls. Those who have manifested a desire to become acquainted with the principles of our faith should not be neglected, but thoroughly instructed in the truth. Certain ministers who have been invited to houses by the heads of families have spent the few hours of their visit in secluding themselves in an unoccupied room to indulge their inclination for reading and writing. The family that entertained them derived no benefit from the visit. The ministers accepted the hospitality extended them without giving an equivalent in the labor that was so much needed. People are easily reached through the avenues of the social circle, but many ministers dread the task of visiting. They have not cultivated social qualities. They have not acquired that genial spirit that wins its way to the hearts of the people. Those who seclude themselves from the people are in no condition to help them. A skillful physician must understand the nature of various diseases and must have a thorough knowledge of the human structure. He must be prompt in attending to the patients. He knows that delays are dangerous. When his experienced hand is laid upon the pulse of the sufferer and he carefully notes the peculiar indication of the malady, his previous knowledge enables him to determine the nature of the disease and the treatment necessary to arrest its progress. As the physician deals with the physical disease, so does the pastor minister to the sin-sick soul. And his work is as much more important than that of the physician as external life is more valuable than temporal existence. The pastor meets with an endless variety of temperaments, and that it is his duty to become acquainted with the members of the families that listen to his teachings in order to determine what means will best influence them in the right direction.